Listening Library presents Searching for Dragons by Patricia C. Reedy. 1. In which the King of the Enchanted Forest takes a day off. The King of the Enchanted Forest was 20 years old and lived in a rambling, scrambling, mixed-up castle somewhere near the center of his domain. He sometimes wished he could say that it was exactly at the center, but this was impossible, because the edges and borders and even the geography of the Enchanted Forest tended to change frequently and without warning. When you are the ruler of a magical kingdom, however, you must expect some small inconveniences, and the king tried not to worry too much about the location of his castle. The castle itself was an enormous building with a wide, square moat, 6 mismatched towers, 4 balconies, and far too many staircases. One of the previous kings of the Enchanted Forest had been very fond of sweeping up and down staircases in a long velvet robe and his best crown, so he had added stairs wherever he thought there was room. Some of the steps wound up one side of a tower and down the other without actually going anywhere, which caused no end of confusion among visitors. The inside of the castle was worse than the outside. There were corridors that looped and curled and twisted, rooms that led into other rooms, and even rooms that had been built inside of other rooms. There were secret passageways and sliding panels and trap doors. There were several cellars.